Welcome to the Ink Productivity Tip of the Day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's tip? Want to feel happier and more fulfilled? Science says think about death a lot more often, starting today. From Jeff Hayden. What you think and feel matters, if only because it guides your actions and words. But here's the thing. What you say isn't a reflection of just your thoughts and feelings. A study published in Pain found that saying or hearing negative words releases stress and anxiety-inducing hormones. In short, what you say or hear can change how you think and feel, even if you're only talking to yourself. And, oddly enough, especially if you're thinking about death, but in that case, in a good way. A study published in Psychological Science found that people encouraged to think about death later said they felt happier and more fulfilled, partly because they were more likely to show concern for people around them. As the researchers write, turning to positive emotional information in response to mortality salience was unconscious and counterintuitive. Death is a psychologically threatening fact, but when people contemplate it, apparently the automatic system begins to search for happy thoughts. Add it all up, and considering your death makes you less self-centered and more likely to engage in pro-social behaviors. If that sounds a little stoicism-y, that's because it is. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, you could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. Hence, memento mori, or you could leave life right now. It's easy to live mindlessly when you think you will live forever. When you face and embrace the fact your days are numbered, your perspective changes. Or, if it sounds a little Bhutanese-y, that's also because it is. According to a Bhutanese folk saying, to be happy, you must contemplate death 5 times a day. As Lama Damjo Gyaltshen says in Michael Easter's book, The Comfort Crisis, when you understand that nothing is permanent, you cannot help but follow a better, happier path. It calms your mind. You tend not to get overly excited, angry, or critical. With this principle, people interact with others and it improves their relationships. They become more grateful and gratuitous. Think of it this way. Today could be the last day you get to make a difference in another person's life. Today could be the last chance you get to make someone feel they matter. Today could be the last day you get to say, I love you, to the people you care about. It goes beyond that, of course. Want to start a business? Don't wait 5 years. Do it now. You may not have 5 years. Want to change careers? Wait too long and you may never get the chance. Want to learn something, accomplish something, or become something? Start doing it now. While you're unlikely to leave life right now, someday all of us will. That's a fact, but it's an easy fact to forget. So, don't be afraid to think about death once in a while. 5 times a day may seem a bit excessive, but hey, clearly the Bhutanese are onto something. Even though Bhutan is ranked 134th among developed nations, research shows over 93% of its population considers itself to be happy. Instead of making you feel morbid or depressed, consider death is clearly energizing. And in a broader sense, whenever you need to decide how to respond, or whenever you need to make a decision about the best course of action, take a moment and think about what you would do if today was your last day and your last chance. Maybe that reflection will cause you to reach or act differently. Maybe not. Either way, it will give you the chance to behave in a way you'll someday be glad you did, and not in a way that you never got a chance to do over. That's it from Ink. Check back weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Eastern for more tips.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. you'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.